USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to the news of charges being dropped against actor Jussie Smollett.
He did this all in the name of self-promotion. And he used the laws of the hate crime legislation to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson was not too happy as well.
Do I think justice will serve? No. What do I think justice is? I think this city is still owed an apology.
The House failed to override President Trump's veto of legislation blocking his national emergency declaration at the border. 14 Republicans joined all the Democrats in the 248-181 vote, which was far short of the two-thirds majority that was needed to override President Trump's first veto. President Trump is also on Capitol Hill having lunch with senators. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is among the protesters gathering in front of the Supreme Court calling for an end to gerrymandering. Schwarzenegger was among those who spoke at the Fair Map rally, which coincided with the Supreme Court hearing a redistricting case in North Carolina and Maryland.
That not in my wildest dreams did I think about 50 years ago when I came to this great country as an immigrant that one day I would be standing in front of the Supreme Court of the United States and fight gerrymandering.
The Pentagon has told Congress that it has authorized a transfer of $1 billion to begin construction of a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green tells Fox News this is a great decision.
I think the guys at the Pentagon know that border security is national security, and they understand their mission is, you know, securing the nation, making sure that we win our nation's wars and that they're strong enough not to ever have to fight a war.
The money is set to go towards 57 miles of fencing and road improvements along the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Apple is moving into the content business. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
New services announced at a big event on Monday at its Cupertino, California headquarters. Among those, Apple TV Plus, the company's new subscription platform for original TV programming. Also, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced a new subscription service called Apple News Plus.
I love the feeling of being at the newsstand with all those beautiful and thought-provoking magazines covering so many topics. Well, today, we're bringing magazines to Apple News. All of these magazines come to life in an all-new service that we call Apple News Plus.
For $9.99 a month, you get access to more than 300 magazines and newspapers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After 4 days of March Madness, just one perfect bracket remains from the websites ESPN, Yahoo, CBS Sportsline, Fox, and many, many more. The bracket Center Row correctly predicted the outcome of the first 48 games of the tournament, making it the first bracket ever to make the Sweet 16 perfect. In case you're wondering, the person with that perfect bracket has Gonzaga beating Kentucky in the finals. All the action gets back underway this Thursday. Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.